Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Windows of Murph. Today on the show we have new music from Olivia Lane, Aubrey Wallet, and Megan VK. We'll also be talking about our interviews with Megan and Aubrey recently. This should be fun. But as always, before we dive headfirst into this week's countdown, let's take you guys back to last week and see where we left things off. At number three last week, we had Justin Biltonen with his brand new single, Worth Holding On To. At number two last week was our very special guest show host and my lovely friend Mary Cutter with her brand new single, Never Knew Love. And spoiler alert, Mary dropped another new song yesterday, as if she continues to drop hit after hit on us, and we'll be playing that coming up sometime in June. So be on the lookout for it. And the number one song last week was Lena Stone with the title track to her brand new EP Princess. So who's ready to dive into this week's countdown? Coming in this week at number three. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about her after we play her brand new single. This is Olivia Lane with Living Instead, coming in this week at number three on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
I need to stop living in my head, going over every word that I said, tripping over conversations, giving in to my frustrations, feeding all the demons till there's nothing left. I need to drop my shoulders and breathe, feel the sun wash over me, cutting out the complications, keeping me from my salvation. I'm the only one who can set me free. Myself permission to fly, breaking free from all the blame, learning not to be ashamed of bones in the closet I tried to hide.
Yeah.
And coming this week at number three, that was Olivia Lane with her brand new single, A Living Instead, which, coincidentally enough, is the name of her brand new podcast. And I think we're maybe 3-4 episodes in. I'm not exactly sure, but I've heard snippets of it, and it's really great, y'all. So y'all should go check that out when you have a chance. Olivia Lane is a pop country singer songwriter who has always been obsessed with the power of storytelling. Since she first began releasing original music in 2015, she immediately grabbed attention from Billboard and Rolling Stone, who described her music as, quote, joyful and jubilant. She tells stories that are uplifting and truthful, exuberant and fearless, uniquely personal and fully relatable. After years of successful touring and releasing new music, Olivia caught national attention with a magnetic performance of her song Perfect Skin on season one of the hit NBC show Songland. And if life sprung you down, but it didn't take your fight, then your scars are who you are, and your flaws are where you've been. You're beautiful. You don't have to have perfect skin. Are some of the lyrics of her Songland experience? She says, "Quote: It was confirmation that I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'd done the right thing diving into the more vulnerable places in me as an artist." Part of her story is about self-discovery. Being out on the road continually writing and recording and engaging with a new fan inspired and fueled Olivia's passion as an artist and musician, but the fast pace and momentum eventually took its toll. Olivia needed to step back to find balance, take stock, and put herself first, spending time in therapy and focusing on physical and mental health, but offered her the chance to fully explore her more vulnerable feelings, which are too often ignored in a world where perceived perfection abounds on social media. She questioned her art. What did she want to say? What truly matters in art and life? What kind of stories does she want to tell? The result of Olivia's journey of self-exploration is captured in a dynamic new body of art, which blends the country pop genre in a surprising and fully of the moment direction, combining her love of a great narrative with a joy driven twist of quirky pop, indie rock, and acoustic driven bops. Lane's new single "Living Instead," which you just heard, is an authentic rallying cry for anyone looking to overcome those personal struggles, offering messages of hope and determination in the face of mental setbacks. Quote, creatively, I'm in a great space where I'm feeling confident and powerful, says Olivia, who plays acoustic guitar. Going back to the bottom to build myself up was interesting, insightful, and a necessary process as an artist. I'm in a really great flow for 2020. The next part of her story is about dreaming big. She's already begun to manifest her vision within the music industry, forming her own publishing company, the aptly named I Live Right Play Music, with a thriving studio on Nestle's Fame Music Row. My quote, my 2020 goal is to be a empowered businesswoman in the industry, as she says. She'll also be back on the road in both the U.S. and U.K. and continuing to build her officially loyal fan base. Her thrilling live shows are positive proof that she has more stories to tell. Quote, I have big dreams. I want to do it all. But first, I'm a singer-songwriter because that's where my heart resonates. And again, that was Olivia Lane coming in this week at number three with her a brand new single, Living Instead. Now, the artist coming in this week at number two is admittedly one of my favorite people. Even though we've only had the opportunity to do one interview together so far. And that was a couple of weeks ago where, y'all, we just completely bonded. It was like talking to family. We bonded over our mutual love of music. She was in the marching band in school growing up, and so was I. So, and coincidentally enough, if you tuned in, you heard us both say that we played drums in the marching band. So that was another thing that we had in common. And drummers have our own language, y'all. It's just, I can't explain it. It's just not even funny. But I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Megan VK and my interview with her after we hear her brand new single this week at number two. This is I Let It Burn on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
It's all gone to shit.
one coming in this week at number two. That was Megan VK with her brand new single, Let It Burn. With a sound that's both familiar and fresh, offering soul woven with nostalgic callbacks to Reba and Dolly, New York-based Megan VK brings a powerful and natural vibrato to each and every song. A name by NSAI as one to watch for her songs Let It Burn and Game Face, as well as being named as recommended for a publisher of consideration for One of Those Nights in Full Sentence. Megan's proudest accomplishment goes much deeper and touches on her time playing the Angel's House benefit for medically fragile children alongside Lindsay Hill. Endorsed by local radio station My Country 96.1 FM, with place in the National Artist Summer Shows at BHMHC Amphitheater, Megan is open for acts such as Chris Stapleton, Dirk Bentley, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, Michael Ray, Brett Eldridge, Jake Owen, Billy Currington, Toby Keith, Chris Jansen, and Sam Hunt. While she works on her next EP, she's launched a weekly video series covering the songs that have moved her personally, sticking to their powerful significance in her own life. Throughout this series, she hopes to connect with her audience through the mediums that she's most passionate about: song, story, and strength. And music has always been cathartic for her. And she's eager to share that catharsis with anyone who may need it through her songs. And folks, let me tell you this: if you missed our interview with Megan a couple of weeks ago, you missed something pretty awesome. As I said earlier. And I've tended to do this the last few interviews. Just it's not enough time. I keep extending the show from 45 minutes to an hour, and even then, it's not enough time to cover what I want to. But I guess that's why we invite people back anytime. But anyway, like I said, that was a Megan VK came in this week at number two with her brand new single, Let It Burn. All right. Who's ready for number one? I'm the artist coming in this week at number one. Holds the number two song for the entire year last year on this radio show, with her a single Romance Me, and that one, and I believe Saltwater Gypsy, I think, both landed at a number one spot at different times last year. I think you know who I'm talking about. So without further ado, with her third single to top the charts, this is Aubrey Wallet with her brand new single, Beach Vibes. I'm coming in this week at number one on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
First day off in 6 long bringing me. Just won't let me be. I just wanna wake up.
Third single to reach the top, that was Aubrey Wallet with Beach Vibes. Aubrey Wallet is a singer-songwriter based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Her smooth, soulful voice, acoustic guitar playing, and relatable lyrics will have you listening on repeat. The Florida native originally worked on the business side of the industry for one of the top songwriters, Dallas Davidson, who has penned hits for Luke Bryan, Lady A, Jason Aldean, among many others. While learning from some of the best in the industry, Aubrey earned a music business degree at Belmont University while pursuing her music career. Has since been turned all over the U.S. and is open for country artists such as Tanya Tucker, Billy Currington, Hunter Hayes, Winona, Jared Newman, Carly Pierce, and she's open for Jay Leno on his comedy tour. Wallet singles Saltwater Gypsy, premiered on CMT, and won the 2019 Music Video of the Year for the International Singer Songwriter Association Awards. A wallet adds a refreshing beach vibe to this country music era with a captivating sound and catchy songs. You can check out her music on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube, Amazon, and CMT. And be sure to follow her on Instagram and Facebook to stay updated with a show of music announcements by signing up for her email list. And again, like I said, folks, that was Aubrey Wallet with her a brand new single, Beach Vibes. And we had Aubrey on the show, oh gosh, it's probably been at least a year now, I think, maybe a year or so. I need to see if oh, hello, voice crack. I need to see if she wants to come back on the show sometime since Beach Vibes is already out, and maybe we can talk about it and talk about what she's been up to since the last time she was on. But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. Just a couple quick announcements before I get out of here. This coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome back one of my absolute dearest friends and one of the sweetest people on this planet, the lovely Miss Taylor Marie, who here for the last several weeks during this whole quarantine stuff has taken to hosting a Instagram live show where she brings in her a singer friend from Nashville to play about two or three songs live on Instagram. And I've tuned in for the last few weeks, and I cannot wait to talk to her about it. It's going to be so much fun, and I'm interested to see who she has on this week. So that's the coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Sweet Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.